From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate has confirmed another of President Trump's nominees to the National Labor Relations Board, giving Republicans control for the first time in almost a decade. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
With the confirmation of corporate lawyer William Emanuel, the five-member NLRB is fully staffed for the first time in a couple of years. Teresa Ghilarducci is an economics professor at the New School for Social Research in New York.
The NLRB does interpret the law as regards to the way unions deal with their employers. And I expect that some of the key decisions in the Obama administration will be reversed.
Decisions around franchise workers and the timing for unionizing efforts may be targets. Economist Cheryl Maranto is with Marquette University.
Well, I think it's just going to be far more definitively pro-management than it has in the past.
She says the Republican tilt of the board will affect other labor decisions as well, things like liability issues and worker classifications that will affect businesses and workers for years to come. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.